Good afternoon. I have to start by saying it is a lot of fun to have a group. I guess we're not technically a symposium, but with your colleagues, it's really fun. I'm going to apply the built environment data to women's psychosocial health using our clinical obstetric study. And I'd like to acknowledge Lynn Messer and Marilyn Miranda as my co-authors. I have no relationships to disclose, although I have been married for nearly 25 years. I feel like I should disclose that. As you will recognize some of these slides, so I won't go over them in great detail, that is the wonderful group of people that I get to work with every single day. We focus on environmental justice. We are trying to shift the focus for community and government and health into prevention rather than intervention. We leverage spatial analytic approaches. I don't leverage them because I can't even play a statistician on TV. I let other people leverage them. And we hope to make a difference in the world. So I work for CHI. As you know, CHI houses the Southern Center on Environmentally Driven Disparities in Birth Outcomes. And when someone asks me where I work, I say I work at the Children's Environmental Health Initiative on the Southern Center for Environmentally Driven Disparities in Birth Outcomes. So I like to say that I work on SCEDBO in CHI. It's much, much easier. We are one of the NIEHS EPA Centers for Children's Environmental Health. We are the only center in the American South, which is why we are focused on particularly racial disparities. This is our theoretical framework. We believe that each person is affected by all three sides of a triangle. We all bring host factors to a picture. We all have social factors. And then, of course, there are the environmental factors. And those can be toxicants. They can be built environment. They can, you know, we could even include the family environment. So we are interested in looking at health disparities in that theoretical framework. All right, so this is not new to anyone in this room, but there are complex multiple determinants to pregnancy outcomes. This paper in particular is going to look at the built environment, which is an important component to the total environment that women are subjected to during pregnancy. The built environment has previously been associated with adverse maternal and reproductive health outcomes. And then we're going to combine that with maternal psychosocial status, which we believe may be one of the mechanisms through which the built environment influences human health. Maternal depression and stress particularly have been associated with outcomes previously. We then aim to assess the relationship between the built environment and maternal psychosocial status using directly observed neighborhood characteristics, as you've heard about, and a wide range of psychosocial attributes that I'm going to tell you about. We hypothesized that women who reside in neighborhoods with more negative features will have poorer psychosocial health than women residing in more positive neighborhoods. Okay, so you've heard quite a bit about the built environment, but you haven't heard so much about our prospective clinical obstetric study. We have been recruiting women. We just finished recruitment this fall. Since 2005, we actually have more than this, but at this data, it talks about 1,743 women, of which 1,188 are non-Hispanic Black. And if you remember some of the maps, you can see that it's a very large proportion of non-Hispanic Blacks in Durham. 332 non-Hispanic whites, 108 Hispanics, and 111 Asians and others. The inclusion criteria are that you have to be 18 to 28 weeks pregnant when we recruit you. You must be over 18 years old. You can have no abnormal pregnancy issues. You have to have a singleton birth. You have to speak and read English for our surveys. We recruited at the Duke Obstetrics Clinic as well as the Durham County Health Department. These are the psychosocial measures that I'm going to talk about for this study. In addition to surveys that the women filled out, we also looked at the electronic health record for all birth outcomes, as well as measures during pregnancy. Did they smoke? Did they drink? Blood pressure, the standard obstetric variables. We also took biological samples. We have placenta. We have cord blood. We did genetic analysis at 28 weeks, and then we also have environmental samples, lead, mercury, nicotine, those things. Okay, so today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about these surveys, including negative paternal support, meaning did your partner abuse you, is your partner unsupportive, those kinds of things. Perceived stress, social support, the CESD, John Henryism, active coping, and the Krieger's perceived racism scale. I'm not going to go into great detail on this because you saw quite a bit on this earlier. There is a beautiful picture of Gretchen in her gray polo shirt. The important thing to note on this slide is that one of the most important, I think, because I'm biased, parts of the community assessment project is matching it to a clinical obstetrics project so that we can get a full, we really have an amazing amount of environmental data on these women. So these are the 2008 data, so we have 723 matches, 723 women in our human healthy pregnancy, healthy baby study live in the containment area. We're really excited about the 2011 data because that will increase it substantially. There is our picture of Central Durham. This is the CAP index composition, which you briefly saw before, but these are the indices that I'll be looking at: housing damage, property damage, security measures, amenities, tenure, vacancy, and crime. And you saw this before, these are at the primary adjacency communities. The healthy pregnancy, healthy baby sample. So these descriptions are for the 723 women who live in that containment area. As you can see, it's primarily non-Hispanic Black. Most of the women have a high school education, but no more. They tend to not be married. They tend to have not private insurance, so that could be either Medicaid or no insurance. And 61% have had a prior pregnancy. Okay, so this is just a simple schematic of the results that we found. You can see that unadjusted analyses, property disorder was associated with active coping. So the higher the property disorder, the more coping. And in this case, you would think active coping is good, but it's not necessarily. It means they're using more coping, that they need to be coping more. It's also associated with negative paternal support, depression, and perceived stress. Housing damage was only associated with perceived stress. That was a bit surprising to us. Tenure, so more renter-occupied housing, was associated with coping, negative paternal support, and perceived racism. Higher levels of vacancy was associated with perceived racism. Violent crime was associated with negative paternal support, and nuisances with perceived racism. These are the variables that remain significant once we adjusted for individual level covariates. So renter occupancy, housing, vacancy, and nuisances remain significant with sex social health. One of the, I think, issues when you start to control, however, is that these women have all of these things together. So we are statistically controlling, but the fact of the matter is these women have all of these. They don't just have these indices. They have the entire suite of risk. So in summary, in the unadjusted model, social support, coping, negative paternal support, perceived stress, racism, and depression were associated with the built environment. After adjusting rental housing, vacancy and nuisances remained influential. So in conclusion, we know from this, and we're really excited to further this research, that built environment features are related to women's psychosocial health, which then may in turn influence behavioral choices, and that's one of our next steps. We took a multidimensional approach here, so we had extensive measures of psychosocial health and of the built environment, which we're really excited about. And lastly, built environments are modifiable. Race is not. So these are important targets for intervention to improve maternal health. I'd like to make my acknowledgments to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Duke University and Duke University Medical Center, the Office of Research Support, and mostly our study participants who let us ask them all kinds of questions and take their blood and placenta. Not everybody lets you take their placenta. And those are my children for which I go to work every day, and they make me a better researcher and a better mother. Thank you. Oh, and